We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Cameron Mahina with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. Upsetting news for Gold Coast locals, as the well-loved Gold Coast arts and craft markets are set to shut down after four wonderful decades. Managing director of the market, Damon Robbins, has not renewed the permits for the markets due to apparent construction work that has caused the council to disallow reinstatement of the site. The market could potentially move to Coolangatta, though this would unfortunately reduce the amount of stalls allowed. Due to unfortunate income decreases, the market look like they will be permanently closed, with Robbins saying, when we ran the numbers, we were going to be looking at the income that would have been less than when we were in the COVID period. Research shows fire ants could kill six people and cause Queensland households $188 million annually if they spread continuous. The invasive species primarily affecting southeast Queensland may reach far north Queensland By 2035, Rod Campbell from the Australian Institute noted electorates between Brisbane and the Gold Coast are the most likely to be heavily affected. The ant stings, described as feeling like hundreds of paper cuts, can cause several severe allergic reactions, emphasizing the need for more government actions. Australia's Minister Tony Burke has warned of possibly visa cancellations after his blood flags were displayed at rallies in Sydney and Melbourne. He emphasized a firm instance against those inciting discord or supporting extremist activities. The flags associated with a group classified as terrorist organization raised significant public safety concerns. Burke highlighted that the government is closely monitoring the situation. He added, any indication of support for a terrorist organization is unequivocally condemned.
In national news, new noise cameras designed to catch hooning drivers will soon be trialled in New South Wales. These cameras will target antisocial behaviour and noisy vehicles, with the trial set to begin in Bayside and Wollongong council areas by the end of the year. The technology uses noise meters and cameras to monitor and enforce noise limits, with fines potentially being issued to offenders. Kingmar resident Heidi Lee Douglas noted, "We have a huge amount of hoons doing burnouts, antisocial behaviour and drag races. This trial mirrors similar initiatives in cities like New York and London." In international news, SpaceX has launched a mission to bring back astronauts Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams, who have been on the International Space Station since June following problems with the Boeing Starliner capsule. The newly launched SpaceX crew Dragon successfully docked with the ISS and will serve as their ride home in February 2025. This marks significant steps in their delayed return journey. NASA decided to extend their stay on the ISS, allowing them to assist with routine operations alongside the Crew 9 team. Despite the longer mission, both astronauts have adapted well. Williams noted that the space is her happy place. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with patchy cloud cover. It is currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That is all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4zzz.org.au/news.